Happy Friday. Welcome to Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. I am your co-host, James Parker, coming up on the show. We're going to talk about where we're going to be tomorrow, where you can come out and see us. We're going to talk about our next live event, Gregory Ricks Live, October 3rd. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. I'm going to go ahead and ask you this question now, so you can either do the right thing and mull it over your head until we get to it, or you can cheat like a little punk and go Google it. But I'm going to ask you, who has the highest poverty rate in the nation? Which state? Not nominally speaking, but when you adjust for both government benefits and cost of living, tax rates, everything. When you factor not just your income versus how many kids you have. 504-260-0995. Look, it's Friday. A lot of people got paid today. Also found out today that this is horrible.
Just got paid.
It's Friday night. Some people just got paid. And for a lot of people, it's already spent. 97 million American workers are living paycheck to paycheck. And by that metric means that they don't save anything on a...
But we're not quite to 50%, but close.
If you count those that save under $200 a month or $200 a month or less, it's well over half. I mean, you know what the stats are. Half people have nothing saved, and then half of those other people
don't have enough.
They have less than $1,000. They couldn't come up with $1,000. So we really only have 30% of the people in this country, 30% that have more than $1,000 to their name in a bank that they can go to grab right now.
So you can see why a lot of people's A lot of people liked Bernie.
For the free stuff?
Yeah. Because you're like, say, just the translation is like 3/4 of the country doesn't have enough money
to support their current lifestyle.
Yeah. And into retirement.
Oh, that's a just dream for these people.
Yeah.
Not saving anything. So does that make you... Does that make you a little nervous? Are you living paycheck to paycheck? I'm pretty close. Me and my wife.
I did it.
Oh, my 20s was all paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, I would say into my 30s. There was, even after that, where I had money, there were scary times. You know what? Katrina was a scary time. But I also had the ability to make a lot of money at that time. If you don't know the story, I am two wives in. The first wife, one of the positive comments she ever made to me was, "You can make money like nobody else I know." Well, it's blood, sweat, and tears is what it always has been. But it's kind of make the best of where you're at. And we did that in Katrina. And how did we do that? Helping people. That was the big difference. But still, you know, where I get this said to me at times, like, Gregory, you know, just everything you do turns out well. It turns to gold. It appears that way, but it isn't. I put in more hours than anybody else for years and years and years. Hard work, taking advantage of opportunities, and always learning are some keys.
Well, the weird thing that I would like to explain to people that are still living to paycheck is the idea that just because I'm not living paycheck to paycheck means I can't understand what they're going through. Dude, I remember exactly what that was like. I am taken right back to being 27 years old whenever I read an article like this and knowing that, man, if my radiator breaks on my car, I'm just going to have to bum a ride for 2 weeks. I know what that feels like, and it doesn't take it. There's emotional scarring that takes me right back to that place.
Yeah,
I
do
this.
Too. And that's part of what, you know, if you want to know what makes me so good at what I do, because I've moved through all those phases in my life. I didn't just show up here 25 years old in the money and just read a lot of books, learned it in college, and I just know it. What you're listening to is a life experience show that we just didn't like roll over and fall into a pot of gold, show up, buy a house, and there's gold bricks in the wall. You know, James has learned it the hard way. I darn sure have. And the thing is always about getting better and learning from life experiences.
Okay, so the official savings rate is 3.8%. That means out of every $100 an American makes on average, now we know about 70% of them aren't saving anything, $3.80 is being saved out of every $100 earned. Whatever, just when you average it out. The last time it was this low, March of 2008.
Ominous sign. Doesn't mean it's going to replay out that way, but you need to be aware of it.
Yeah, the weird part is during that little, the end of that irrational exuberance between the dot-com bubble and the real estate bubble, the rate of savings was under this 3.8% for the very end of it, because why save money when you can put it in the market and it's just going to keep going up?
You need to do both. You need to have money saved and you need to have money working. I had a family I was talking to yesterday was kind of creating that balance. They're very conservative. They're very scared of the market. But you're also talking to a firm and speaking with my organization is that we're loss adverse in our philosophy. Doesn't mean you need to put everything at risk. Put some and some growing where there is no downside risk and create that balance that creates your comfort. And look, I have clients that work for Fortune 500 companies. And you know how much risk they want to take?
None.
None. Yeah, exactly. And you know what? It works for them as well.
I have an intermediate goal. I want to be able to save $500 per month. I'm breaking it down real small, so that would put me $250 per pay period. I'm not there. The extra money I have now, some of it's getting saved, but about half of it's going to pay down existing debt. So the more I shrink bills and knock them off my monthly payment, the more it's going to shift to savings.
Exactly. And I did that period in my life that I carried debt, and the debt was shrunk down, and now it turns into savings where there's virtually, outside the mortgage, really, there is no debt going forward.
Credit card debt just reached a record high, $1.027 trillion, so just a shade over a trillion. Last time it was this high, Gregory, right before the Great Recession, again, that same little time frame as the savings rate. So another ominous sign, if you believe in ominous signs, Gregory. But that
doom.
Yeah, another trillion of auto loan debt is on the books. 1.4 trillion in student loan debt, which I know I've heard this before, but it still feels weird to read it. We have more student loan debt than either auto loan debt or credit card debt.
But if we go 20 years ago, what was the student loan debt?
Peanuts compared to this.
Peanuts compared to this. So we've had a shift. Look, I was, not to pick on LSU, but I'm going to pick on them. Sat the campus last week for the Chattanooga game, did a little couple hours of tailgating, and then went to and watched an awesome football game. And I enjoy football in a live LSU stadium. It's like unbelievable. But walking around campus that afternoon is like unbelievable at the construction going on. And I have to relate that to, okay, TOPS is government kicking in, taking some of the burden off of me. And then they can charge me more fees, textbooks, walking on campus fees, the breathing fees. And next thing you know, And it just didn't start now, but building and expansion has been going on. And when can they charge more? When other people's paying the bill. I'm not being that, I'm coming about this from a negative standpoint, but it is the reality. When somebody else starts paying the bills, we can charge more and building boom happens.
Well, and there's also a little bit of opulence in there. Just like when you and your coworkers go out to eat and you go on the corporate card, you're a lot more likely to get dessert, aren't you, Gregory?
Not on my corporate card, I'm not.
You're the wrong example. When when I've gone out to eat with iHeartMedia people and it's on an iHeartMedia card. Everyone's getting dessert. Your diet's out the window. No one's checking your app to see if you run out of money in your Chase account.
Yeah. I've seen that when other corporations have picked up the bill. Yes.
There you go. So, yeah, when you're spending other people's money, why not? The thing that ticks me off a little bit about the whole college subsidy thing is the same thing about Tesla. You're subsidizing both the buyer and the seller.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're subsidizing both the purchase and the construction of either the car or the service of a college education. We're paying for it from both sides. And that's really not fair if you take one of these jobs that doesn't require a college degree and you never go to college and you've never used the college system, but you're still paying for both constantly. So, yeah, that's bad news. If you are a paycheck-to-paycheck person, it doesn't necessarily mean you failed or you're a loser. You told stories about people that make $380,000 a year that are almost paycheck-to-paycheck.
Look, I don't make as much as your other clients, Gregory. I get that at times, and I understand that. And some of those clients that make all that money don't have any savings either. But I have well-to-do clients that save money. I have that median income families that save money, and I have the lower threshold that save money. One of my wealthier clients is a blue-collar guy that never owned a company, didn't have a college degree, but kind of did the ugly work. And he's one of my top asset holders. Why? He just saved money. Just brought on another client the other day. They're not like well-to-do folks. They're just simple. And people, they said, yeah, people kind of refer to us as penny pinchers, but these folks have a few million dollars. And I said, yeah, and don't let those other people bother you. Yeah, they may have the bigger toys, but they darn sure don't have the savings and security that you have.
If you have a financial situation, 504-260-0995, you can get some guidance from this guy across the table right now, Gregory Ricks, 504-260-0995. You got 3 minutes to ponder the question, which state in the nation has the highest poverty rate when you account for standard of living? I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back. You can tell by the music it's Friday night. Just got paid.
What's in the styrofoam cup? Is that Crawgator? That's not Crawgator.
No, it's actually strawberry margarita from El Gato Negro on, let's see, what is Harrison Avenue in Lakeview? Hello. And I just got paid. It's Friday night.
Why not Crawgator?
Oh, I started with that earlier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of a Friday night thing. It's a date night with my wife, 4 o'clock, Crawgator, New Orleans original daiquiris, then depending on where we're wanting to dine that night. Being it's just kind of a hop, skip, and jump from our house. Yeah, El Gato. If I'm pronouncing that correct, I don't have
it's the... It's just El Gato.
El Gato Negro is Mexican...
Spanish
food. Very original. And we enjoy that from time to time. And we happen to cross friends there tonight. It's kind of like great weather, neighborhood fun. David Dean from WNOE, we crossed paths with, and some other iHeart people. What a great coincidence. It's kind of Friday night fun, and that's what you're looking for, is a little break the ice on the weekend. even though you might have no money saved, you'll get back to work on Monday.
All right. I smart mouthed my way out of a craw gator today. Miss Parker.
Why?
Miss Parker went to pick up the kids from school.
I'm Miss Parker.
And on the way back, she says, "We're going to stop at the snowball stand. What would you like?" And I'm like, "Ah, you know what? Give me the sugar-free wedding cake."
I'd say, "Give me the crawl gator."
Well, yeah, but it's not that awesome of a snowball stand. The kids don't like daiquiris yet. And she goes, "Sugar-free?" And I'm like, "Well, yeah, look, I'm getting kind of fat, okay? Is that all right? I just want to take it easy and maybe do a sugar-free one." And she's like, "Well, I mean, are you sure with wedding cake? Isn't there another flavor you want?" I'm like, "Craw Gator." She's like, "Well, that has sugar in it." Fine.
Is it real sugar?
Oh, yeah, there's real sugar. Well,
okay, then your body can handle real sugar. It's that fructose or that acetaminophen or whatever, the fake stuff.
I love aspartame.
Aspartame. Look, your body doesn't process those well. It's the real sugar. That's like why I like a Beta root beer. Why? It's made with sugar cane. Do I drink any other soft drinks? I don't consider a Beta root beer a soft drink. You might. Others might. But it's made with pure sugar cane and all that Coca-Cola, Sprite, whatever, fructose. I don't drink those. It's bad for me.
High fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, it's like you're cursing. It's like F word, you know, fructose.
Yeah, it's like usufruct.
Oh, that's a real ugly word.
Okay, back to business here. According to the Supplemental Poverty Measure, this comes from the United States Census Bureau. This didn't come from Sean Hannity or Alex Jones or Fox News.
Rush didn't put it out there either?
No. The states.
Hillary didn't?
No.
We're an equal GOP Democratic.
This is supposed to be a faceless, nameless, sterile observation of the numbers.
Okay.
If you factor in cost of living and you factor in everything else, taxes and the welfare benefits and government assistance and all that, the state with the highest poverty rate, you even want to guess?
Yeah. It's either Mississippi or Louisiana or Arkansas, one of the three.
California.
You mean it's Texas?
California.
California.
It's California.
Really?
That's why this is a crazy measure.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Now, if you took the nation as a whole. And
which Hillary has been claiming that the Electoral College should be abolished because they didn't really let California in. But now you're telling me they have the ugliest numbers and they shouldn't be let in.
Yeah. So. The fun part about this is if you didn't factor in cost of living and you took the poverty rate and saw what percentage of their citizens live there, California's still 16th.
Wow.
But
hate it for them.
You can get a decent house somewhere in Mississippi for $100,000. It's going to be a little harder in California. You're a renter.
No, it's like impossible in California, but Louisiana, Georgia, Mississippi, Arkansas, Tennessee. You can get you an okay house for $100K.
All right. If you looked at the supplemental poverty measure, not just the regular poverty stat that counts in the whole nation, but the state-by-state one, supplemental poverty measure, California's the worst. 20.6% of their citizens live under the poverty line. Now, there is one jurisdiction that has a higher poverty rate than that, District of Columbia. Not a state, but they're at 22.
They're a mess.
0.2.
Yeah.
It's the only.
Who could be? What is it? Trump calls it that he's trying to
the swamp, draining the swamp.
Yeah. How could you live next to the swamp and like have great numbers? How would that work?
The number is something like seven of the 10 richest counties in America are in the D.C. metro area. If you're not one of the rich people, you're one of the poor people, 22.2%.
I would bet if you have a little bit of money, you could do good in North Dakota. You know, think about that. You got to put up with some snow, but really.
I'm not moving to North Dakota.
Me neither. It's like I'd rather have humidity than freeze my hiney off.
Okay, so California, 20.6% under the supplemental poverty measure. Louisiana, 17.9%. So that's a good little drop off there. And then Mississippi, 17%. They're right in the middle of the pack. Mississippi is in the middle. See, it,
there you go.
And it's one of these
things. Our neighbors.
Right. And if you talk about standard of living or poverty, you know, Mississippi's still a pretty good deal. Louisiana, pretty good deal. Texas is down in the 14s. But something else I found here, because when they go through all the taxes and whatnot, California pays their teachers more than any other state. And right above Louisiana and Mississippi, on the, at the bottom of the barrel, is California. They're 48th in math, 49th in reading. They were 49th in reading 2 years ago.
But look, we drive around this state. We drive around Mississippi. Have you, like, said, oh, there's no way I would live here? Have you ever felt that?
I
hadn't.
I'm talking about in every state, there's a neighborhood I've gone through where I wouldn't live.
I'm kind of like, yeah, there's some neighborhoods, but when you're generalizing, can you find a place like, yeah, this would be pretty cool. Look, we did some extensive traveling in Mississippi recently, and all I saw was cool places to live and to hang out.
Well, it's not fair to ask me. I'm from Tyler, Texas. It's more humble.
So everything's like, oh, my God. God, this is so good compared to Tyler.
Yeah, it's like y'all have electricity.
You shouldn't say that.
Flushing toilets, Gregory.
You have more than one red light. Yeah,
it's amazing what they have over there. Yeah, that was one of the comebacks I had to Mississippi. You know, you don't think you're better than me. I think you're better than you. I come from a place smaller than this. You kidding? I told you the story.
What I'm asking you is what you're not what you grew up with, what you're accustomed to now since you found out there's life outside of Tyler.
Yeah, I'd live in Mississippi.
Okay.
The only places I really don't want to live is where it snows.
Or where hurricanes hit, like Florida Keys, St. Thomas, St. John, and
I live in New Orleans.
Puerto Rico, New Orleans. Once in a great while, I guess.
So, like, hey, well done, California. They will not bring this up, but the supplemental poverty measure has California at the worst. And there's so many things that they're so bad at, Gregory. They have the highest state corporate, or one of the eight highest corporate income tax in the country at the state level. They have a state corporate
income
tax.
You mentioned their pension system?
It's only to Illinois.
It's a mess.
Illinois has the worst pension system. California's the second worst. They have the highest sales tax rate. They are tied with New York for the highest gasoline tax in the state. They have the most expensive traffic tickets in the nation.
I was speaking with somebody today because, you know, I'm heading out to wine country here in a little while for a few days. And I kind of love wine country. And I said, you know, I told her, I said, actually, I would love to live in wine country except for one thing. It's in California.
Oh.
So, yeah, that tells you right there. That's the negative to wine country. Otherwise, it's awesome.
So here
you could have vineyards in your front yard.
You get taxed a day.
And back. But it's in California.
Do you know California is the only state that has a minimum corporate tax? If you are incorporated in California, at the bare minimum, you have to pay $800 no matter what. If you didn't do any business that year, if you lost money, yes, $800 is your minimum.
That ain't right. That ain't right.
Last 8 years, it has been ranked by a survey of business executives as the worst state to do business.
GE has to pay tax in California.
Is that where they're incorporated? They're probably incorporated in
Delaware.
I don't
know, but they always lose money. That's why they have the most tax attorneys on staff of anybody. They don't pay taxes except in California.
Yeah, but most of those big guys, don't they either incorporate in Nevada or Delaware? If you get to choose where you do it, don't they have the... I don't know. I don't know the specifics that well.
Is it for tax avoidance?
Yeah.
And then that catches you right there.
All right. If you have a financial situation and you are not quite sure what to do, call Gregory, 504-260-0995. I can go ahead and give you some advice right now. Don't move to California.
Sound advice.
They have the worst small business failure rate as well of any state. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
It's time Louisiana, we know more than most about hurricane recovery. 12 years ago, support came in from across the globe after Katrina ravaged our area. Total strangers put their lives on hold for months to lend a hand, and many more donated money and supplies to the relief effort. The victims of Harvey and Irma will need the same help. For many of them, their lives will never be the same. Find out how you can help. Go to unitedway.org. A message from WRNO Communities, helping to make a difference in New Orleans.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
My IRA is a Roth. It doesn't perform as well as I'd like it to.
Roth is a tax classification. It's not an investment vehicle. You're not having problems with it because it's a Roth. You're having problems with it because of the investment choices inside of the Roth. You can roll your Roth to another account. The Roth is tax favored, so you're supposed to leave it intact age 59 and a half. So it's not different than any other qualified money. It just has one really awesome benefit is that it grows tax deferred and comes out untaxed and doesn't go on the 1040.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Go save some money. How much do I save? As much as you possibly can. It's going to be horrible when the retirement button gets punched and that big income's given up. Best deal is to start saving early.
Gregory Ricks and Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Everybody's mindset is to be a millionaire at retirement because of inflation and lost buying power. Remember, in 1974, a Big Mac cost 75 cents. Is that some inflation or what?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks and Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
You won't learn this anywhere else. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
A cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
You're listening to Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap. We do it every evening at 7, especially for you on Friday night. We're going to follow up it with the weekly wrap tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And guess what? There's a little extra in tomorrow's show. We're broadcasting from NOLA Motorsports Park on the West Bank in Avondale, Louisiana. I was over there this afternoon, and I was just like blown away how many trailers and race cars and Porsches everywhere. And it's a big Cayman club race this weekend. I was like, dude, I'd like one of those cars. They're like unbelievable. But it was like people everywhere, the sound of engines and race cars on the track. I don't think there's a fee to go out there. You got to sign off a release that if you kind of somehow died out there, you're not going to create a problem.
No cover, no tickets of any kind.
Yeah.
I double checked.
So just go and become a part of the experience. I know I did a few years ago. It may not hook you, but it hooked me up. I enjoy the adrenaline flow because I do it from time to time.
Well, this is specifically for spectators. The two biggest events that we're going to be a part of, the Coffee and Cars, is just a car show where you walk up and down the rows of cars.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, we're going out there. We're doing the show from 10 to 1, our normal time, but it's part of the Coffee and Cars. Cars and Coffee that occasionally gets together out there, and it just so happens Porsche Club of America is having one of their biggest events ever at NOLA Motorsports.
But you're not going to be stuck up in the bleachers as a spectator from far away watching everyone else have fun. You're going to walk right up to the cars, and you're going to look at them, and you're going to talk to the guys that own them and drive them. And if you want to watch them go around the big track, there's a little balcony on the second floor of the event center where we will be broadcasting. It is a very hands-on, up-close, personal experience. And if you've ever just wanted to walk around and check out what we're talking about, that's what tomorrow's all about. So NOLAMotor.com.
But it also is happening on Sunday as well. It's not just tomorrow. So if you're in listening distance, go to NOLAMotor.com, check out the schedule, and see if you can get over tomorrow or even on Sunday and experience something you just may never, ever at any other time.
The numbers. Welcome to The Numbers on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. If you want to play along, go to GregoryRicks.com under the Winning It Life tab. You'll see the numbers page. And this is where we look at what happened in the markets today. And 4 days in a row now, it is official. History was
records!
Made. Yep. So the new record all-time high for about the 40th time this year, 22,268.34 for the Dow Jones Industrial. It was up 0.3%. S&P was up almost 0.2%. This is a record high for this one, and a big fat landmark was crossed, 2,500. And 23 after the decimal there. So the big 2500 landmark, we made it there and stopped. NASDAQ was up 0.3%. It's in record territory as well, 6,448 and a little bit of change on it. And then the Russell was up almost 0.5%. So the small stocks had the most fun today. They're sitting at 1431 on your Russell 2000.
We're up a few 30 seconds, 5.30 seconds on the 10-year treasuries. Looks like we've had an increase on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. What a run. Market's moving up, and the yield on 10-year treasuries on a five-day run at this point. Well, there's a little, we'll say for certain, four-day run. So 2.203 on 10-year treasuries, and that puts 30-year mortgages at 3.84%. So it's ticking up as well. Crude oil, we're approaching $50 a barrel. It closed at $49.83 per barrel of that black gold. Gold itself was at $1,323.50 per precious troy ounce, so it was off almost $6 an ounce today. And silver off a bit as well, but still holding at $17.63 per ounce.
Well, that finally puts the brakes on gold's winning streak since the beginning of July. It's been on a nice little run up here.
But if you think about it, what they're talking about, okay, we're going to probably make another run at the health care bill, might have a few Democrats on board. Looks like we may get a corporate tax reduction, build a fence. But James Parker and you guys that making that serious income every year, I kind of understand you're not getting a break. Maybe pay more, but that corporate tax for C-Corps, S-Corps may come in line with the rest of the world, which stocks are saying, oh, we're so wanting to rally on that.
For the other side of the aisle here besides Trump, they're talking healthcare again, and we have a couple of Bernie Sanders is leading the charge, a couple of people who are pushing Medicare for All is what they're calling it now.
Okay, yeah, he's on a single-payer system like Venezuela.
Do they have to keep renaming
it? But still, we're going to find somewhere out there to gain some control. And, yeah, the GOP can't handle it themselves. Guess what? Trump's moving across the aisle, having some dinners. Let's help a brother out is what he's saying. I'm an American. You're an American. Let's help each other out on this. And it's the same thing on the tax thing. It's not try to go it alone. This thing's going to fall flat. But you know what? Reagan was doing, going back, or both of the George Bushes, you know what they did? Step across the aisle. Help a brother out. What Reagan did was encourage a Democratic Congress to help a brother out.
Yeah, he got about half of what he wanted, but he got his tax cuts, but he had to get their spending increases.
There is compromise, and that's what it's all about. You think you're just going to roll up in there and take a hard line? No, you don't. You need about 10 more members in the House or so.
Senate.
Yeah. Hey, throw in more members in the House as well, but you need more help to get it done. And you're right. You're on thin thread in the Senate.
On the short list here, our big winner today is AT&T. I don't have an answer for that. Did they have an earnings report that I didn't see? I even glanced over that sheet and I didn't see it there.
Oh, that is one fickle stock. It's like feast or famine on that, isn't it?
AT&T is quite volatile, but they're in so many businesses now. They used to be a telephone company, but now they're doing cable. They're doing the internet. They're still doing phones in some capacity. They're in the cellular service. They've got a lot of irons and a lot of fires.
Up 2.15%. My charts aren't pulling up here. What the heck? Let's try this. I want to look at the 5-year. Got a ways to go, but, you know, showing promise there. The 1 year, it's lower. 6 months, lower. Oh. Well, at least they had a nice day.
That's the biggest number we have over there. On a record-breaking day, there sure is a lot of red, though, on our short sheet, Gregory. This isn't a mixed day, so they're being overpowered by the positives, but a lot was down today. Harley was down. Fizz was down.
I know. I was kind of looking at our beloved Fizz National Beverage Company, or you refer to as LaCroix.
Mm-hmm. Got some more yesterday. Lululemon was down. Under Armour was down. Twitter down. Now Nike was up. That's one of the big Dow stocks, though. Old Nike's up in the Dow 30, riding that fun little wave. But we also had Amazon down, Netflix down, Alphabet down on the fourth record-breaking day in a row. A lot of big names down.
Yeah, so we don't have to have the usual performers to make it go. So I'd say that's kind of a positive thing when the Fab Five, the Fab Ten are out of favor, and yet we have another record-breaking day. Has to be a good thing.
And finishing up with the numbers here, our rig count tumbled down 7 to 749 this week.
Wow.
Well, you know what a lot of that's due to? Hurricane Harvey, and to a lesser degree, the
That would make total Irma. Sense then.
Yeah, they're like, maybe we'll start poking these holes in a couple weeks. This may not be the good time to put up a 400-foot-tall structure, you know, in 120-mile-an-hour winds.
But you have to kind of say this is the threat of this inside the Gulf is winding down because we get cool weather coming down in the Gulf.
The fifth week in a row, though, without an increase in oil rig counts. We had a couple of flat ones in there, but three down weeks going there. And the crude touched $50 today. Thought it was too hot and fell right back down. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning
It Live.
A
little burn there.
That's great sound effects. It's iHeartRadio.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How about your traditional IRA and 401k? If your earnings are in the higher tax brackets, you can benefit from contributing to a traditional IRA or 401k. This reduces your income and eliminates capital gains as a result of trading inside the account.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
There's more to winning at life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
You're looking to expand your family, aren't you? Might be a little extra hair around the house, some vet bills, a little extra noise, but it's totally worth it. Do the right thing. Don't buy. Adopt. From Baton Rouge to New Orleans to Biloxi, Kismet Pet Adoptions will help you expand your family. KismetPetAdoptions.com. K-I-S-M-E-T PetAdoptions.com.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
By placing all of your property in that trust, you don't necessarily own that, and so they don't need to come in and sign off on a review of your will. By setting up the trust, you avoid that entire process.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Okay, you've got $1 million, 3% return. I need to take $60,000 a year income from it. What's the likelihood it's going to last?
23 years.
If you take $40,000 instead,
it lasts twice as long.
Where you get in the danger area, though, is taking $50,000 on 3%, 30 and a half years. This is why you have to see where you're going on the path. You know, it's just like most everybody's goal is to have 100% of their money and leave it to the kids. I hear that more. Yeah, I want to leave it behind. The reality of that isn't very good because we can't see the future and what that Big Mac is going to cost in 30 years.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Show Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5
WRNO. I know you're over the U2 concert, all the traffic jams and such, traveling from states away to do some YouTube. I'm sorry, I didn't have tickets. But we're here on Winning at Life, live financial talk radio. We'll take your call if you want to figure out what's going on with the lump sum pension, those A-share mutual funds, maybe that variable annuity you need a second opinion on, probably that fixed annuity you need a second opinion on. That's what we're here for, to help you out. Maybe when to turn on Social Security. Maybe wait. Wait for it. Here's the phone number. 504-260-0995. That's it. 0995. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. We're here for about 9 to 10 more minutes. So you have your chance. You know, one of the debates we get into that's often likely is, do I take the lump sum or do I take the pension? I'd say a little bit better than 50% of the time, we're taking the pension instead of the lump sum. Why? I think they're discounting you. It's ultimately always your decision, but I'm going to go about it from the math. And then we're going to decide, what's the quality of the company? Are they fully funded? There's a bit of a discussion to go there. But kind of if you're taking the lump sum and 4% doesn't get it done, comparable to the pension, and the pension is a 6.5%, for example, of the lump sum they're offering, the math kind of tells you which way to go. And then you've got to make sure I just want the lump sum. You've got to make sure you do right by the lump sum and your family, that you keep it intact, keep the income producing, and you're probably taking a haircut. Okay, move to the other side. Well, I don't want much risk. I want more safety. So what you're talking about is equities versus fixed annuities, not equities versus variable annuities. That's risk to risk. You're going risk to adding some risk averse to the mix. Is it likely I can take everything out of risk and go to fixed indexed annuities? The answer is no. It's kind of a 50-50 blend. And then you've got to find, well, who's going to protect me from that downside? You need to talk to whoever you're working with about investment philosophy, investment rules. But first, you should have already had a mathematical discussion about income planning. What are your needs? What are your wants versus a conservative outlook on the assets that are put in place to work? You know, you're probably saying, gosh, I thought this was a lot simpler than that. We send a lot of people back home to do homework on what is your want versus your need. You know, sometimes I have folks recently had a couple come in, they're $900 a month short. They're asking, well, how do we fix this? You either reduce your outflow or you increase your assets. You're asking me, well, what do I do to fix it? I don't do anything except tell you the truth about where you're at. I'm not like, oh, by the way, we just got in a new shipment of money trees. We can plant two in your yard this weekend. You're not getting that from me. We're not making up money. We're truth telling. I take the truth telling serum every morning. It's not transactional, telling you what you want to hear. It's reality, and money does not grow on trees.
Oh, I was just going to go to the phone and Susan dropped off. Sorry, that's what I was going to do next.
Well, darn, that's a disappointment.
All right, well, here's what I had planned in lieu of Susan. I had a
So you can pick up an upper on what I just did as a downer? Sometimes the truth is not, like, exciting.
Right, but most of the time, finances are not, like, exciting. And if you've been as irresponsible as I am, you probably deserve a couple of stern conversations, and it'll do you good. Like, when your coach yells at you, you don't get upset, and you don't think he's a bad guy. What do you think when you're on the football team, and your coach slaps you on the helmet and yells at you, like, man, I just need to do better. You're right. You get kind of pumped up.
Like Coach O or Coach Saban, halftime, they're going to browbeat you, and you better pick up your step in the second half.
Yeah, you know, I hear Saban, while in public sphere, calm, cool, collected, once the door
Such
closes.
Such a nice guy.
He's yelling at you, let me tell you what. And then Coach Ogeron, I hear the matter he gets, the less intelligible he is. So he's just like, and you have no idea what he's saying.
If you can't understand what he's saying, you know your ass is in trouble.
Yeah, you need to get it together. You need to get your head screwed on straight so we can understand this man.
Because you can barely understand him in practice.
All right, so what I was going to do before Susan interrupted, now I got to go back to that. I literally had a conversation today with a guy who listens to the show, and he's in that middle ground. He's not retired. He's not about to retire, but he's had a guy that sort of looked at his money, but it's a side job. He has a guy, you know how like when you go find a house and you have like your brother-in-law as a real estate agent and you do that, you know it's not the right thing, but it's just there and you're that lazy, and it's one of those. He listens to the show, and so I'm going to present you with this question. If you've been listening to the show for a couple years, do you really need to go to the live event? Do you really need to meet Gregory and meet the team and figure out what the philosophy is all about?
You just need to come into the office.
That's what I said. I wanted to double check, but we just happened to be on during his daily commute. He is driving home from 6:30 to 7:30 every day. He's got to cross the causeway. So we are his causeway show.
Well, he should stop by before he gets on the causeway.
Yeah, it's not too far out the way.
No, not out the way, actually.
Vets and Causeway.
Yeah, we're right there.
So it is okay if he skips the Gregory Ricks Live coming up October 3rd?
Yeah, call and say, hey, you got 30-minute block of time we could visit for a few minutes? Because we'll just get down to the potatoes and gravy right there.
Yeah, and he says, well, what do I say? So just call in, say, listen, I want a first visit. We know what that means. You know what that means. Everybody knows what that means. First visit. You're not going to be sold anything?
No, there's never anything where you have to make a decision. You're sold anything. It's here's how everybody becomes a client. Well, what do we do next? We're ready to get started. That's all you have to ask. We'll help you get going forward on that, but there's not going to be, well, you're in for your third meeting. You know, we're going to collect a fee. You got to become a client. You got to shift all the assets. No, there's never a discussion like that. It's, well, gosh, because I'll ask them, we reach a point, well, what do you want to do next? Well, we want to get started. Okay, I'll get Tori. Or I get Suzanne. You know, we're going to get it going forward. We'll help you out. I'm stepping away from the meeting. I'm not there to, ooh, watch over it and make sure you move everything. I'm stepping out at that point and one of my team members. You don't have any pressure. Do you think Tori could apply pressure to you, James, to do something?
In no facet any day,
no,
Sunday through Saturday.
She's more about, well, this, if that's what you want to do, that's what we'll do. That's what she's about.
Who should go? Who is this for? Who needs to be in a seat on October 3rd?
If somebody would like help, somebody would like some good guidance, a good team of people on their team to look out for them. And that's what I look out as employees. Stacy and I was talking about it today, these employees that I have and such. And I said, you know, like my chief accountant on staff, what does she do? She looks out for me. You know what she does? She oversights case prep for clients. What does that mean? She looks out for all my clients. Then means she's looking out for me. So if you're wanting to add that type of people to your team to make sure you're looked out for, then you should attend, or you should just go ahead and come in for that first visit.
Oh, I love having a team. I'm one of these guys now.
It's a team. You know, you got the Total Wealth Authority, my advisors, my service people, myself as a part of your team.
Yeah. In fact, the next process I'm going through with the team is the guy who's going to be our guest on tomorrow morning show, Jude Heath. He's going to we have to have a sit down. I'm going to have to either set aside to come to his office, or maybe we'll do it in a social setting, get some drinks or whatever. But he has to show me Mile IQ.
Here's this topic for tomorrow. It's going to blow you away. Get paid. Hire your child. Here's his top line he's given us for the topic tomorrow. I'll give you $3,003 if you will pay your child $6,350 to work for you. Would you be interested in that deal?
Absolutely.
I'm game.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
All right. You're home away from the show, GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. That app is where you can listen to all your past shows, listen to us live, call the show, call the office, and RSVP for the event coming up October 3rd. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Life with Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent.